And welcome back. I am your host, Lee Susan Anime O'Hagan, and today I am super confused. I messed something up. Okay. We are going to talk about weird but true Disney facts beyond the tiara. And text from my dog. The fastest ride at the Walt Disney World Resort is Test Track at Epcot. The cars go almost 65 miles an hour. On Space Mountain at the Magic Kingdom, a spaceship reads HNCH 1975, which references the last name of the ride's designer, Hetz, and the year the ride opened. Well, Disney had an apartment above the Town Square Fire Station of Disneyland. To honor Walt Disney today, a lamp in the window is always lit. The actor who voiced Donald Duck also voiced the dog barks for 101 Dalmatians 1961. Cucumbers in the Land Pavilion greenhouse at Epcot are grown in the shape of Mickey Mouse head. The water in the Jungle Cruise attraction is dyed. 13 lanterns hung from the Liberty Tree in Liberty Square at the Magic Kingdom. Each represents one of America's original 13 colonies. What is going on? This is freaking me out, y'all. Okay, now it's working. Rock and Roller Coaster started Amora Smith at Disney Hollywood Studios, launches rides at the speed of 60 miles an hour in 2.8 seconds. Animators studied the movement of Rapunzel's hair in Tangled 2010 to create the movement of the ocean in Milan. Checks from my dog. Okay, this one's just a Sudoku puzzle. Jeez. Again. The average adult human blood vessels are long enough to wrap around the earth more than two times. That's something I never thought I would want or need to know, but here we are. Household hint. Wrap aluminum foil around the stem of your bananas to keep them from ripening too quickly. Things I did not know. Okay, let's continue beyond the tiara. The stories that influence the legends, princesses. He returned with a selection of books for the Disney Studio Library, including copies of the Brothers Grimm fairy tale with illustrations by different artists. While Snow White's origins date back hundreds of years, perhaps longer, appearing in several cultures, Walt wanted to maintain a family to the Brothers Grimm version first published in 1812. Still, it was important to brighten up some of the darker aspects of the original tale and to infuse the story with some latitude. Bring Snow White and her story to life through animation was a massive challenge. Snow White in 1937. During the creative process, animators are often influenced by celebrities of the era, and Snow White embodies the popular beauty trend of the time. Her narrow eyebrows and pert haircut invoke Jane Harlow, Claudette Colbert, and Marlene Dietrich, all popular actresses of the era. Dancer and Disney legend Marge Campbell acted out scenes from the film as a live-action reference model for Snow White, and her presence can also be seen in the animation. They never copied the live-action footage frame for frame because it was not cartoon action. Compassion explained, "Still, anybody who knows me can see me in Snow White. Early sketches of the character with a large head and huge eyes also reference animator Grim Netflix's early work on Betty Boop. Voice Disney legend Ariana Castellet, personal traits of pathetic faces, her fear, took several years of trial and error, so much so that Hollywood critics referred to the endeavor as Disney's folly. But Walt and his animators undermined used the Silly Symphony series as a testing ground to create a believable human woman, hence the Snow White's movement and figure are appeared in 1940s The Goddess of Spring and 1935's The Cookie Carnival. Snow White was primarily designed and animated by two of Disney's best animators, Disney legend Hamilton Locksky and Grim Nutlick, the creator of Betty Boop for the Fletcher Studio. The princess visual aspect involved throughout the animation process. She was going to be blonde at one point, but eventually Snow White developed into the charming, wide-eyed princess we all know and love. In many ways, Snow White was a reflection of the mid-1930s, embodying the traits admired in women at the time. Her voice, performed by actress and Disney legend Ariana Castellet, was high-pitched and childlike, indicating the princess innocence. She made the best of terrible circumstances. Shirley Temple attends the premiere of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, something audiences of the Great Depression era could appreciate. Most importantly, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs offered audiences a respite from their own lives and reflect the possibility that wishes might come true no matter how dire the circumstances. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first ever American animated feature film in Technicolor, premiered on December 21st, 1937. At the Charity Circle Theater in Los Angeles, California. It was a glamorous event that was attended by well-known actress Shirley Temple, Marlene Dietrich, and Claudette Colbert, three possible influences on Snow White, as well as Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. The Seven Dwarfs also strolled down the red carpet. Response to the film was overwhelming from critics, audiences, and the movie industry alike. After a run at Radio City Music Hall in January, the film found a wider release on February 4th, 1938 and earned $8.5 million, a huge amount back then. More people saw Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs during its initial theatrical run than saw Star Wars: A New Hope 1977 years later, during its also famous first run. It was a significant moment in Hollywood history, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs leave an incredible mark on pop culture. It was clear that magic was the way to viewers' hearts. The film gobbled success, encouraged MGM to make The Wizard of Oz another musical fantasy, with costumes, drama, and musicals as the most consistently popular genre. It appeared that escapism was a key aspect of cinema going for most people in the period. Film history, Mark Glancy and John Sedgwick noted in an essay titled Cinema in the United States in the mid-1930s follows up on the popularity of Snow White, The Seven Doors, Walt Disney's next produce, the films Pinocchio and Fantasia, both in 1940, but he wouldn't revisit the princess genre for another decade. Which is weird to say, because to me, it's always been there. Okay, well, I hope you all liked and enjoyed. And let's do one more thing my dog said. What is the word, phrase, or saying depicted below? Jubblejubbin? We'll try one more. Choose the correct spelling of the frankly misspelled words apartment? Useless. So useless. I can't be bought, but I can be stolen with a glance. I'm worthless to one, but priceless to two. What am I? Well, I hope I leave you with quite a doozy. Hope you all liked and enjoyed. We will talk more about Beyond the Tiara later on. Have a great and wonderful day. Bye for now.